The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara here in Soita, Daf Chof Tes, is discussing how we know that a Kikar Sheni is Oysa Shlishi, that it makes other things tummy. The Gemara says, we learn that it's Tzad Hashava. The Tzad Hashava is between Tvul Yoyim the Sheretz, a tuyoyim of sheretz and a kli cheres, that they are both metame, and just like they are both metame, the Gemara learns out that tzadashava the kikar sheni, that a kikar sheni will also be metame. Rashi over here brings a girsa that we have that girsa in our Gemara. It says that tzadashava shebohen, the tzadashava between a tuyoyim of a sheretz and a kli cheres, shemutarin bechulin, that they are mutar bechulin. That means that they will not be make chulin tame when they come into contact with the chulin, who poistlin b'truma, and yet they will still make truma posel. That means they will be a sheni and they will make truma into a shlishi, and therefore we can learn out kol shekein kikar sheni, that a sheni will make a shlishi, and the shlishi will be obviously only for truma, because only truma could become a shlishi. And Rashi does not like this girsa. Rashi has a problem with his girsa. Now, it's true that a tvuyoyim the sheretz, a tvuyoyim, somebody who touched the sheretz and he was toivel in the mikvah, now he's a tvuyoyim, he has a din, just like a sheni. So therefore, any chulin he touches will be tar. However, if he touches truma, since he's a sheni, he will make that truma possible, will make it into a shlishi. So it's true that tvuyoyim the sheretz is mutar b'chulin who paisel b'truma. That part of the tzad hashava is true. However, Klicheres, this that a Klicheres is Tomei, says Rashi, where do we find such a thing? That there's a difference in halacha, but that a Klicheres will not be Mitame Chulin, and it will be Mitame Truma. Where do we find such a thing? Generally speaking, a Klicheres, as a Kli, when it becomes Tomei, it becomes a Rishon. Klicheres cannot become an Av, like the Gemara says here. So Klicheres will only become a Rishon, but Kalin can only become a Rishon. Kalin cannot, generally speaking, become a Sheni. And the klicheres can never become a sheni. So in order to make this statement that a klicheres is mutar b'chulin u'poyslin b'truma, that it's not metami chulin, but it is metami truma, it has to be that it's talking about a sheni, and that's not possible by a klicheres. A klicheres can, at the best, can be a rishon, but a rishon would be metame even chulin, even something that's not truma. So therefore, says Rashi, we cannot keep this girsa, and it's necessary to change the girsa, because it's not possible to find a case where a klicheres will be metame only truma, but not chulin. On the side of the Gemara, over here in Saito, there is a Tosis Shantz, which is the Tosis Pirish by the Rashmi Shantz, the same Rashmi Shantz on the Mishnais, it's Ram and Tyrus. And the Tosis Shantz over here brings a teretz from Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam wants to answer and b'miyashiv this girsa, the girsa of the Gemara that Rashi does not like. Atzad Hashava Shemahen Shemutarim B'chulim Who Poistim B'chum. This Rabbeinu Meshulam is also brought down in a Hagos Mordechai in the first parak of Shabbos. What does Rabbeinu Meshulam say? So Rabbeinu Meshulam brings a Loshen Teres Kainim. It's not so negated to us, but the Rabbeinu Meshulam wants to prove from the Teres Kainim that a new halacha. We know the halacha is that Kalim that become Tomei, so the Tomei, if you want to make them Tar, so Kalim, Kliates, Klimatris, Kalim that are made out of wood, are made out of metal, or made out of glass, the halacha is you could be toivel them in a mikvah. And once you toivel them in a mikvah, they become tar. Kli cheres, the Torah says, you cannot be toivel them in a mikvah. The kli cheres that becomes tameh, there is only one way to make them tar, and that is to break them. To shvira, to break them. You break them into pieces, and they're now they will be tar. The Torah says, kli cheres, the tanner of the kiraim, Yutot says, if you have a tanner, an oven or a kiraim or a stove, which over there in the pasuk is talking about ones that are made out of cheres, the only eitzah is Yutot to break them into pieces. Now the Mishnah is say clearly that it's not necessary to break it into many different pieces. All it's necessary to do is to drill a hole. If you drill a hole in any kli, and it's true not only by Picheres, it's true by any kli, if you drill a hole in a kli that's large enough to make it unusable for whatever specific purpose that it's used for, if it's used for liquids, obviously the hole is smaller. If it's used for solids, the hole will have to be bigger. So if you make a hole in the kli, in the klicheres, and now it is no longer usable, now it is tar, it's not in the kabel tuma anymore. And if you would fill up the kli afterwards, then it would be a new kli, then you could start over again, it will not be tame anymore. It comes along Rabbeinu Meshulam. And Rabbeinu Meshulam says that if you take a klicheres and you drill a hole in the klicheres, so the halacha is, we said, the klicheres that has a hole is not tame anymore. However, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, 1 minute, it's not completely tahar. The halacha is that when you take a kli and you put it into the mikvah, when you toivel the kli, a kli matzis, those wooden kalim, or a metal kalim, in the mikvah, the halacha is they do not become tahar right away. After you take them out of the mikvah, they are tulyoim, just like the tulyoim in the Gemara. The tulyoim is someone who has already gone to the mikvah. And after he goes into the mikvah, so he's not an avatum anymore, he's not a rishon, but he's like a sheni, until he would have to wait until the end of the day, until Har Shemesh, until the night time, and then he's completely tahar. So too, when you toivel kalim, the halacha is that these kalim do not immediately become tahar. They're not tahar, they're going to be slightly tamei, and they're considered like a sheni until the end of the day. Comes along Rabbeinu Meshulam, and Rabbeinu Meshulam says that just like kalim that you're toivel in a mikvah will be tamei, they will be considered a tulyoim until the end of the day, and they require Harav Shemesh. You require you to wait until the end of the day. So too, a kli cheres that you made a hole in the kli, and you're not, and now it's not going to be tum anymore, you're making it tahar. So too, that kli that has a hole, it will be considered a tulyoim until the end of the day. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, now I have a case of a kli cheres that is going to be tahar when it comes to chulin. It's not going to make chulin tame, yet it's going to be able to make truma tame. Because if I have a kli cheres that I made a hole, now that I made a hole, it's not a rishon anymore. It's only considered tulyoim, and it's tulyoim, his tumah is equal to a sheni. Since his tulyoim is equal to a sheni, chulin does not become tame from a sheni. Chulin cannot become a shlishi. Chulin from a tulyoim, we said, tulyoim is not mitami chulin. However, it is mitami truma, it will make truma possible. Because tulyoim makes truma possible. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, a kli cheres that has a hole until the end of the day will also make truma possible. So that's what the Gemara means. Havatadashava shebehen, the tadashava between tulyoim desheret and kli cheres. That the mutar and bechulin will poison the mitruma. And Rashi asked, how do you have a kli cheres that's mutar bechulin that does not mitame chulin, but it is mitame truma? The answer is, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, that we're talking about a kli cheres that you made a hole today, and if you made a hole today, it is not completely tar, and it will still be mitame and pasul truma until Harav Shemesh. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Toys of Shans, also Magos Mordechai, is very upset with Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's a very interesting lashon. Rabbeinu Tam said, if you send me enough klaf, if you send me enough paper to write on, I'll be able to answer and explain to you why you are wrong, and why your pshat in the Teres Koinim is wrong, and why your pshat in our Gemara is wrong. Rabbeinu Tam was clearly very, very upset, and clearly disagreed very strongly with the sheet of Rabbeinu Meshulam. And Rabbeinu Tam says, it's not true. The halacha is that when I break a kli, when I make a hole in a kli, it is tohar right away. What is the logic behind Rabbeinu Tam? Why is it different than tefillah? Because in the chayr of the pshat is pashat. When I take a kli and I put it into the mikvah, the kli is still the same kli. That the Torah said that putting something into a mikvah, doing a tefillah in a mikvah, removes tumah. The kli is still the same kli, but the tumah is no longer there. So in order to remove tumah, the Torah said, the removal of tumah doesn't work. You can't completely remove all the tumah in one shot, just by going into the mikvah. It's a process. It's gradual. Removing tumah, we say that for most of the tumah goes off right away, as soon as you come out of the mikvah. However, some of it you have to wait until Har Shemesh, you have to wait until the end of the day. However, when it comes to a kli that you break, a kli cheres, that the Torah says to break, what's the reason why the Torah said that when I break the kli cheres, it's not tohar, it's not tummy anymore? It's not because the Torah said that when I break the kli cheres, it's still a kli, but now you somehow remove the tumah when you broke the kli cheres. When I break the kli cheres, it's not a kli anymore. The halacha is that not everything in the world is mekabel tumah, not everything is tamei. The Torah said that people are tamei. The Torah said food becomes tamei, drinks become tamei, and the Torah said that kelim become tamei, utensils become tamei. If I take a kli and I break it, and now it's just pottery, it's just shards of glass or shards of cheres, it's not a kli anymore. It's not something that the Torah said has any tumah. So there's no special halacha that the Torah says that when I drill a hole in the kli cheres, or I break the kli cheres into pieces, now it's something that takes away its tumah. There's no specific halacha that you take away the tumah. Rabbi Nitam holds that when I break it, it's making it not a kli. It's not a kli anymore. So it's not a kli anymore. It doesn't make sense to say, well, it's still considered a kli when in regard to Harav Shemesh, it's still in regard to Truma, it's still considered Tfilyom. You have to wait till the end of the day. If it's not a kli, it's not a kli. Immediately, it's not a kli. If it's not a kli, so then there's no reason, there's no possible way to say that it will still be metame and still be have some type of Tuma until Harav Shemesh. So how are we going to explain Rabbeinu Meshulam? So we can possibly explain Rabbeinu Meshulam based on a Rashi. Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph quotes a Rashi. The Rashi says a very interesting concept. Rashi says that if you have a beged, you have a clothing, article of clothing that has two tumas. It has a tumah of a medris, which is an avatumah, that means it a zav sat on it. And also, because the zav sat on it, so the zav, when he sat on it, he touched it. So it's a separate tumah. There's one tumah that's called the tumah's medris, because whenever a zav sits on it, even if he doesn't touch it, even if he's wearing clothing and he's a hefsik, still it becomes tumah. And there's another tumah called a magazav, something that the actual body of the zav touched. So therefore, this article of clothing that the Zav sat on has two tumas right now. It has a tumah of medris, and it has the tumah of a magazov. So Rashi says, for whatever reason, Rashi is coming to explain the Gemara. Rashi says that if you tear it, so tearing a piece of clothing is equivalent to breaking any kli. Rashi says, if I tear it in a way where it still has a shear, but I'm tearing it in half, even though each piece still has enough of a size of a beged, that's mekabel tumah, says Rashi, tearing it will remove one tumah. It will remove the tumah which is stricter, which is more chomer, which is the tumas medris. So I have this beged which originally had tumas medris and had tumah of a zav, touching a zav. You went ahead and you tore the beged. You tore the beged, says Rashi, you got rid of one tumah. It still has the other tumah, but one tumah still has the tumah of magazov, but the tumah of medris goes off. Tosfos says that this clearly does not make any sense. How could it be that when I tear it, it takes off one tumah and it doesn't take off the other tumah? Tosfos says, "Ein nira shum svara lechalik." Tosfos says, "There's no svara. There's no way you could explain why there should be a difference between one tumah and the other tumah. If it still has a shear, that makes it tumah. So then tearing it shouldn't have done anything." And if it doesn't have a shear, then it shouldn't have any tumah anymore. Aye, says Tosfos, Mashehei Bishon Bekuntres Raya. Rashi brought a raya to his shita. What's Rashi's raya? Rashi says that we find Afal Gav the Isba Shear Tumah, even though it still has a shear, Mikomokim Botlai De Kriya. It's possible for tumah to become bottle when you tear it, even though after you tear it has a shear. Rashi proves it. Says Rashi, how do I know that? Dumnu de klicheres, similar to a klicheres, the shvirosoi mitarosoi, because the shvira of a klicheres, as we know, makes it tar. However, shvar of mikabel tumah, the halacha is that even after you break a klicheres into pieces, the Mishnah says in the second paragraph of Kalim that if you have shivering klicheres, you have pieces of a klicheres, if they're still in the right type of shape that you could put something inside it, and they have a base kibble, they could still accept some liquids. They will be mekabel tuma. They won't be tuma. The original tuma is gone. The original tuma that the klicheres had is gone. But mikano labo, it will be mekabel tuma. That's Rashi's proof. The Rashi says, you see that you could break something and it still has enough to be mekabel tuma. So to over here, I could break it. It still has a shear. I could tear the bag. It still has a shear to be metame, and it takes off one tuma, but it doesn't take off the other tuma. So Tosis doesn't like that either. Tosis says it's for a different reason, and Tosis does not like the proof of Rashi. However, Rabbanan Wasserman says that the pshat in Rashi is simple. Rashi disagrees with Tosis. Tosis said the way we explained Rabbeinu Tam earlier. Tosis holds that when you take a klicheres and you break it, or when you take a beged and you tear it into pieces, the reason why it's not tame anymore is because it's not a kli, it's not a utensil, it's not a beged, it's not an article of clothing anymore. If it's not a kli and it's not a beged anymore, so then memelo can't have any tumah, because the Torah only said that things that are begodim, things that have articles of clothing, are metame. If it's not considered a clothing, it's not metame. So therefore, Tosis doesn't understand. Tosis says, well, you have to make up your mind. After you tear it, is it clothing or not? If it's clothing, so then it should have all the same tumah it had before. And if it's not an article of clothing, if it's not a beggar anymore, so then it shouldn't have any tumah. So therefore, Tosis doesn't understand how it's possible to make such a split. However, Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that the Torah said that there's a parasha of shavira by klicheres. There's a parasha, the Torah said there's a halacha that when I take a klicheres and I break it, that takes away its tumah. Rashi says that's not the pshat, that when I take away, I'm taking away its tumah. I'm making it not, it's not a kli anymore, and since it's not a kli, therefore it doesn't have any tumah. Says Rashi, I'll prove it to you, because when I take a klicheres and I break it in half, the pieces of the klicheres are still mekabel tumah. You see, that's mefurish in the Mishnah, that shivri klicheres, the remnants, the pieces of the klicheres are still mekabel tumah. So it's still considered a kli. If it's still considered a kli, so that shows you that breaking it, the reason why the tumah fell off from the kli when I broke it is not because it's not a kli anymore. There must be that the reason why the tumah fell off because I broke it is because the Torah said that just like there's a maisa of putting something in a mikvah, there's an action when I put the kli, the wooden kelim, or the metal kelim in a mikvah, the tumah goes off. You're separating the tumah from the kli, even though it's still considered a kli. So to by kli cheres, the Torah said, when I break it, I'm not making it not. It's not a kli anymore. It's still considered a kli. The pshat is, it's a kli, but there's a means to separate the tumah from the kli is through drilling a hole in the kli or through breaking it. And I see that because even afterwards, it'll still be mekabel tumah. It'll still have some halachas of tumah v'taira. Once I say that I have a sheet of Rashi over here, that Rashi says that the shvira of a klicheres is not because it's not a kli anymore. Nor also the shvira of a klicheres is because it's a maisa hamitar, it's an action that separates, that removes the tumah from the kli, and now the kli is tahor, so therefore now I can understand the sheet of Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam holds that a shvira of klicheres is just like being toivel in a mikvah. Just like when you're toivel in a mikvah, you're separating the tumah from the kli. So too, when I break the klicheres, I'm separating the tumah from the kli. So Rabbeinu Meshulam says, well, when I separate the tumah from the kli in the mikvah, it doesn't separate completely. It's still considered a tul yoyim. You still have to wait till the end of the day for Harav Shemesh in order for the tumah to go off. So too, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, so I have to say the same thing is true by klicheres. That by klicheres, even when I break it, I'm removing the tumah, but it doesn't get removed completely. I can't remove it immediately. Still, it has to have some tumah, and therefore, it will still require Harav Shemesh. You'll have to wait until the end of the day for the tumah to completely go off it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.